I turned and saw the very pretty nurse. "Thank God," I said. "Remember me yesterday, the social worker?" "Let's walk over here," she said, "where we can talk quietly." We stepped a few feet away from the octagonal desk and stood in front of a large window that showed another vacant room. Yesterday, all the beds had been full. Today, 5 were empty or being cleaned. "You do remember me, don't you?" I said, keeping my voice as soft as I could. "I was here yesterday." The very pretty nurse gave me a smile that amplified her prettiness and bathed me in kindness, reassurance, and a hint of complicity. "Of course," she said, and then she asked me my name. I told her, and she smiled again. "You had a car accident about 3 months ago." "Yeah," I said, "I fractured my patella." "That's very good," she said. "You did. So do you know where Bill is?" I said. "William Williams?" She leaned forward and whispered in my ear, "You should go to the neurology unit on the 4th floor, room 423A. "Is that where Bill is?" I asked. "You should go there now," she said. "Take the blue elevator." "The blue elevator?" I said, puzzled. I'd been coming to this hospital every day for 6 weeks, and like all the outpatients and visitors, I only ever rode the orange elevator. "I don't think I'm authorized," I told her, "to take the blue elevator." "Don't worry about the rules," she said. 423A. Just follow the blue signs.